From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this week's edition of CSJP in 5, we highlight the Fletcher's Land Spelling Bee competition. The Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club hosted the third staging of a spelling bee competition in the community on Sunday, December 27. The competition was aimed at engaging youngsters between the ages of 9 and 12 who reside in the community. Objectives of the competition were to integrate parents to play a more vital role in the educational development of children, improve the reading capacity of children within the community, enhance the relationship between the youth club and residents, improve the membership, partnership and support for the youth club, and build the capacity of the club. Two-time winner 9-year-old Kahalia McDonald, a student at the Auburntown Primary School, who won the grade 4 category, says she has been a devoted spelling pupil since she was in basic school.
It was fun. It was just like reading a book and experience new words. My teacher, Mr. Marsh, helped me, my grandmother and my parents. I wasn't surprised that I was going to win because I know every word already. I want to thank some people for helping me. My father, O'Neill McDonald, my mother, Keisha Williams, my grandmother, Maureen Dalmat, my auntie, Alicia Richard, my sister, Sasha Gay Shaw, my auntie, Venetia Williams, and my teacher, Mr. Omar Marsh. And most of all, my lovely principal, Miss Candy Lee Cooksmith.
Her grandmother, Maureen Dormer, says the family is exceptionally proud of her.
From Kahala baby until now, Kahala just stick to books, spelling, reading. So we know that she would do it. We didn't have to even push her on because she always been spelling because she, our father bought her a spelling bee book from she was about 4 years old.
10-year-old Vashon Winter, a student at St. Aloysius Primary, defeated the reigning champion in the grade 5 category to take the title.
It felt great. It was a shocking. It was the first time coming first place in that spelling bee.
He says in his moment of triumph, there was nothing better than seeing his mother overjoyed and excited because of his success. Winner of the grade 6 category, 11-year-old Javon Edwards, says although he wasn't as prepared as he would have liked and doubted himself, he is happy with the victory.
I'm just elated, happy. It has motivated me to go for the best I can do.
The St. Aloysius primary student says the voucher he won will greatly assist with items for school. Javon's mother, Marcia Powell, says although he didn't have much time to prepare for the competition because of GSAT exams, he is a bright boy and she encouraged him to be a self-motivator.
Sometimes people are not there to push you. You have to help push yourself to motivate yourself.
She lauds the CSJP for their work in her community.
CSJP has been doing a lot over the years. Not only children so that they can get a little money, but their experience in the working area and their help to build.
CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Canada's Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjua James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.